We are delighted to have Richard here with us today. He's going to speak about the crisis in employee engagement. Welcome, Richard.
Margarita, it is an absolute pleasure to be with you today. Thank you for inviting me onto the call.
Thank you. Richard, tell us a bit about yourself and your journey so far.
Sure. Well, I'm a 42-year-old male living in Melbourne, Australia. I have a beautiful wife and three very small daughters. They're both twins at 1 year old and a 4-year-old. From the early days when I was coming through school, sport was certainly something I was good at, very competitive in nature. Throughout the years, last 20 years, I've worked with 7 elite sports teams in some capacity, and along the way, I've won quite a lot of championships myself. So I started to see a lot of successful elements that we brought into the business circuit over time, which has really created, engage, and grow. I'm a very happy man, lots going on, and there's a quick intro.
You've said that the world is living through an employee engagement crisis with serious and potentially lasting repercussions for the economy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, you just need to look in around the world today, Margarita, and tell me if most people are happy. And they're certainly not. In the workplace today, in the UK in particular, you know, 80% of the people in the workplace are either doing less than is expected or they're just doing what is expected. Mm-hmm. And so they're not really going there with high levels of energy and enthusiasm. They're going there just getting through the day. Now, if that's the type of world that you want to live in and you're happy with, or our listeners are happy with, then that's fine. But it's not the type of world that I want my kids to grow up in. When I was learning business as a young man, I was consistently unhappy with quality of people happiness in the workplace and getting the most out of leaders and employees. In my mind's eye, the world is happy with mediocre, and I'm not. And so there had to be a better way. There had to be a sharper way, a smarter way, and a quicker way to take pressure off business owners to get people activated.
So what does it mean to be engaged?
Well, engaged is quite simply, as I mentioned there, is really being connected, being emotionally committed to your company, being happy to be alive, taking every day as a gift, and living to help other people. People forget that life is a gift because getting a wage is a gift. Meeting new people is a gift. Learning new ideas and strategies and being able to grow mentally is a gift. And really at its core is the gift is in front of us every day. People are pointing fingers at everyone else for creating environments that disengage. It's up to the person to become engaged, and it's up to the business leaders to help them become engaged. And so engagement is when people come to work and they do more than is expected. And they come to work and they get creative, and they come to work and they want to buy into the future vision of the company.
You are the founder and the CEO of Engage and Grow. Tell us about the program you've developed with Engage and Grow.
Sure. So we call it the group activation system, because people need to be connected in like a tribe to get the best out of each other. Even introverts, even people in silo jobs where they're by themselves, we know that they get the best out of people through connecting people. So we also know that everyone, you know, on this planet has the same key neurological motivators. And so we also know that people have, key human needs. We also know that how people learn the quickest. So we put all of these elements into a melting pot, and we build a system for each and customize a system for each business, depending on what they want to achieve, whether it be create more emerging leaders, create more unity, improve culture, improve profit, improve productivity, improve engagement scores around the company, whatever it may be. But to do that, you've got to make people move. The individual, and then the teams, and then people outside of the teams. And that's what culture is. It's about everyone thinking the same way and heading in the same direction. And so the group activation system is usually a 12-week process that just unfolds to create breakthroughs within a team environment, which could and does impact 100 people along the way. And so our Engage and Grow coaches can go into an organization and create dynamic shifts in a very short amount of time.
You say training is dead. Why?
Well, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to morale and engagement, you can't train it in. If you could train leadership in, we would have 90% of leaders. We would have a whole organisation full of leaders. all we do today is take people through workshops and training. Okay, if it worked, we would have highly engaged organisations. What companies do around the world is they take their middle managers or their senior managers, they pick their high performers or whoever they may be, and they take them out of the business and put them into an institutional thinking or business school to help them become better leaders. So it's like taking dirty fish out of a dirty pond and putting it into a clean pond for a few hours a month or a day a month or a few hours a week, whatever it may be, clean the fish down with this new leadership training and inspirational thinking and new ideas, and then the fish feel fantastic. I'm going to change the world. And then the clean fish, after their 3 or 4 hours of knowledge, information dumping, they go back into a dirty pond and the communication hasn't improved, the relationships haven't improved, there's still low levels of trust, and then all of a sudden the clean fish become dirty again. So what we're saying is that's fine. You can go and learn arts of leadership. If you want to create a cultural shift, you want to create high levels of engagement, it's about creating a movement within an organisation. So we get all the fish in the pond, cleaning the fish pond down together. So we don't take them out of the fish pond. And when you do that, then the business organically grows significantly faster than any other way known today. And so it's a journey, it's a process, and it's a cleaning down process. And just in closing on that one, the number one role of a leader is quite simply to create more leaders. Are our leaders actively creating more leaders? Not enough of them. Otherwise, we'd have more leaders on the planet. And the best organisations, quite simply, have a critical mass of leaders. And so our leadership training needs to change. We need people to work with each other, connect with each other, push each other, develop each other, and challenge each other openly and honestly and in a safe environment.
So what are some common mistakes business owners make when it comes to engagement?
Well, if you look at the best companies around the world today, they're people first, profit second. They understand the power of their business is in the hands of their people. And it's all about most business leaders think their employees, they own their employees. See, they need to understand that they partner with their employees. And it's about equality. And as soon as you take a position of superiority, then you're losing. So get in and get to know your people. Get in and get, see, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So it's the role of the leader to get out of the way and start connecting with people and show them through action how to treat people with empathy, how to understand people, and how to get in there and create a movement through influence and not through a position. So the first point is really understanding and getting further engaged with your people. There might be people in your workplace today that don't need to be there. They're going through the motions. We need to take action. We need to obviously make a stand if that's the case, but you need to really get in there and understand your people more than anything today, especially with the millennials coming through, the next generation. They're craving growth. They're craving purpose. They're craving honesty. They're craving feedback all the time, and they're craving development. And so it's about really getting in and understanding and not pointing the finger at them and saying, they're the problem. The amount of times we go into businesses around the world, and as soon as we create an equalization within the organization where companies just take the next level very quickly because of the energy in the organization improves dramatically. So get out of the way of the young people. Certainly find, get them to set their own behaviors so they don't run their own show. But just go in and get to know your people and get out of their way and let them make mistakes, let them grow, let them develop.
Final question. Could you give us some practical tips on how to improve employee engagement?
Well, there's many tips. My first tip would be is to speak to you and get a diag for their business. So we can study your business and we can actually dive right into it and we can give you a roadmap to success, which we can roll out for you. You want to you want to do an evaluation of who's in your room, who's in your business. And employee engagement surveys are a dime a dozen. So we just use a very simple one to find out how many people are connected, emotionally connected to your business. And we'll give you a percentage number. So 10%, 20%, 50%, whatever it may be. Then we benchmark from there. And so we break the company down into heart and brain, two key areas of your business. Heart being your communications, your relationship, your culture, your leadership, and your brain being your processes, your systems, your products. So you get everyone to focus on the heart of the business every day, every week. You're going to be 8 times more successful over a 10-year period. And that's what Deloitte and these companies are telling us. The companies that focus on the heart and soul of their business primarily, 8 times more successful over a 10-year period. And then you need to really get people aligned into the future. So these are the six steps to employee engagement. Evaluate, and then you're getting buy-in, and then you're going to get people aligned. You're going to get people aligned through certain strategies. Even storytelling is very powerful. Reward and recognition on a weekly basis. Setting the behaviours that everyone agrees to, not just the owner. Changing your values and turning them into behaviours. And then you really want to then unify your team. So you get them aligned and unify them. And unifying them means really healing your business, getting rid of bad relationships, toxic relationships. So taking them from a negative to a positive environment. And again, that's through our roundtable feedback, which is a very quick and fast way to, we can all look at areas we need to improve on and areas that we're very good at. And then you want people to engage, get people to force communication amongst your peers, amongst your clients, get everyone speaking to your clients, get everyone speaking to other people in the organisation. Find out new things about each other. You know, the happiest people on the planet quite simply have the most meaningful relationships and have multiple of them. And that's a fact. And once after you engage, then you've got to grow. And then that's about managing the growth of the organisation. And so quite simply, it's about evaluating, it's about getting people to buy in, it's about aligning, it's about unifying, and then it's about engaging, and it's about growing. And they're the six steps to employee engagement.
Thank you very much, Richard.
It's an absolute pleasure, Margarita, and it was great to meet you at our training session in the UK some months ago. We're very lucky to have someone of your talent on the team, and I'm really looking forward to helping you along the way with your client. Just let us know how much help you need, and we'll be there for you.